the glory of God displayed through his people. Exodus 33:18-19. Then Moses said, "Now show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence." What is the glory of God? I want to share with you a simple but profound truth. The glory of God is the nature of God displayed through his works and through his people. The glory of God is displayed when God is displayed. When Moses asked to see God's glory, he wasn't asking for a light show or spectacular display. He was asking to see who God really is, his character, his nature, his very essence. And friends, that same glory that Moses longed to see is available to us today, not just to witness, but to display. Throughout scripture, we see God's glory manifested in powerful ways. The burning bush. When Moses encountered God in that desert bush, he witnessed the glory of God, holy, powerful, yet personal enough to call Moses by name. That bush burned but was not consumed, showing us that God's presence transforms without destroying. The pillars of fire and cloud, Exodus 13:21-22. God's glory went before them as a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. His glory was their guide, their protection, their constant companion. Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus was the ultimate display of God's glory walking among us. But here's what's remarkable. God doesn't just display his glory through supernatural phenomena. He displays it through people like you and me. Abraham's faith. When God told Moses, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob," he was saying, "You see me in this lineage. You see me in my glory through these people." Abraham's bold faith, his willingness to leave everything and follow God's call, was a display of God's glory. Our adoption into glory. And here's the beautiful truth. We have been adopted into that same lineage. Romans 8:17 tells us we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. We are adopted into that glory. When we believe in God, it makes us one with him. Bold faith is glory. When we have bold faith and the courage to express it and stand in it, that's the glory of God shining through us. It's not about perfection. It's about authenticity in our relationship with the Almighty. True love manifests glory. When we display love, true, genuine, sacrificial love, that's God's glory being shown and manifested through us. 1 John 4:8 reminds us that God is love. So when we love, we literally displaying his nature. The challenge of loving the unlovable. The more we love the unlovable, the more the glory of God is shown. Anyone can love those who love them back. But when we love our enemies, when we show kindness to those who hurt us, when we extend grace to the ungraceful, that's supernatural, that's glory. When people encounter the glory of God displayed, they typically respond in one of three ways. One, they fight. Some people become defensive or hostile when confronted with authentic godliness. The light exposes what they'd rather keep hidden. Two, they run away. Others simply avoid or distance themselves. The conviction is too uncomfortable. Three, they bow. But some, by God's grace, will bow and say, "Lord, that's what I want. That's the life I long for." Don't be discouraged when people respond negatively to the glory of God in your life. Even Jesus experienced all three responses. Church, we are called to be glory bearers in this world, not through our own strength or goodness, but as vessels displaying the nature of our glorious God. The call: live with bold faith that points others to God. Love sacrificially, especially the difficult to love. Let your life be a burning bush transformed by God's presence, but not consumed by the world. are adopted into the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You carry that same calling to display God's glory. When we live this way, we become living testimonies of God's goodness. We become answers to Moses' prayers. Show me your glory. People will see God's glory displayed through our transformed lives. Father, make us vessels of your glory. Help us to display your nature through bold faith and sacrificial love. Use our lives to draw others to you. In Jesus' name, amen.